So I said, I'm happy to do confirmation in the morning and in the afternoon, and you folks can figure out who comes to which.
Bishop Malone telling WBFO News after learning the Bills' kickoff against Jacksonville is at 1 o'clock, he realized his schedule was freed up to appear first at a 10:30 morning mass at Nativity Sunday to conduct confirmation for families who want to watch the game.
You know, there were people on both sides of the timing issue talking to the pastor and the folks at the parish, those who wanted to keep it at 1:15, of course, because they had family coming from away and all, and others who knew, as I suspected, it would be a big distraction for the young people and for many families if we insisted on 1:15 as the only time.
I was very surprised. In fact, when my pastor told me that the bishop had called, I thought he was kidding.
Melissa Potzler is parish life coordinator at Nativity Church. About 70 teenagers will be making their confirmation Sunday at the parish. Now, the original mass for confirmation will remain at 1:15. Potzler says the bishop's decision was a great move.
We haven't heard back from everyone yet. We had to leave some messages, but it looks like we're going to have about 60 to 65 at the earlier mass they have chosen to change, and about 5, maybe 10 at the original time at 1:15.
Both Potzler and Bishop Malone noted the sacrament of confirmation is very important in the Catholic Church, but the bishop's decision to accommodate families is a great way to connect the youth, a generation of teens who've never experienced the Buffalo Bills in a playoff game.
Every one of our candidates is under, I think, the age of 17. So, yeah, they've never seen this.
They're sophomores and juniors, so they weren't even alive for the last time the Bills were in a playoff. So it's pretty special for all of us.
Bishop Malone confessed to us that he will be curious how the Bills are doing during the 1:15 service, but he made plans to record the Bills game to watch later Sunday.
May have to kind of squelch an occasional thought in my mind. I wonder where the Bills are in the game.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.